Welcome to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and thank you very much for joining us. Today we are going to be looking at something that most men don't deal with. It's their weight. They don't usually care too much about it. I have, only because I know how uncomfortable it feels to walk with an additional 20 or 30 pounds. My feet don't feel good at all. Well, a lot of women do care, and this is for both men and women. We're going to be talking with the author of Freedom from Food, Patricia Bish. Stay tuned.
Walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you. Oh, won't you walk?
Tell Me Your Story is the name of the program. Patricia Bish is my guest, and I want to welcome you to our program and tell me your story. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today.
And we are even going to open up the phone lines later on in the program if people have questions for you regarding freedom from food. I remember when I first saw the title, the first thing that went through my mind was a portion of an episode of Barney Miller where they had arrested a gentleman who didn't eat food. And one of the sergeants said, "Oh, you must be a breatharian. You only abstain on inhaling air." That's not what you're talking about here. What do you mean by freedom from food?
Yes, this is not eating food at all or being a breatharian, but it is about changing the way food affects your body. It's about changing the way your mind affects it so that you can think whatever you want and it changes your body so it can eat whatever you want and you don't gain weight.
So basically what you're saying is that this is more of an internal issue, an internal process that we as individuals have to go through rather than all of the diets and all of those things that are out there right now that apparently aren't working too well or at all.
Yes, I don't believe it's about diets, deprivation. It's not about counting calories. It's not about carbohydrates. I truly believe that your mind can change your body. And that's what this book is about.
And it doesn't matter how little or how much that you want to get rid of. It's about the fact that you're not comfortable with how you feel or how you look in the mirror.
That's true. I believe that that's advanced eating. In other words, when people can eat and make choices about what food makes them feel good and what gives them more energy. When I actually lost my weight, I was a junk food junkie. So I couldn't do advanced eating. I really couldn't choose foods because I just wanted the chocolate that was in front of me that I wasn't allowed to eat.
Ironic that we have a couple of Reese's peanut butter cups sitting up here on the console waiting for someone to eat them. That's actually rather humorous in one sense because that's what you're talking about. It's that you actually lost the weight that you wanted to lose or get rid of. And that's another area we'll talk about too because from my understanding, words are very important. The words that we choose to speak about what it is that we want to do are very important about whether or not we accomplish that or not. To lose means that you have to gain back what it was that you lost in order to lose it again. So what we're talking about is either A, getting rid of on a permanent basis, or B, what is the weight that I want to be? And that's what you focus on. I want to weigh X, not I want to lose Y. Is that a fair assessment of an aspect of the process?
Yes. Well, I talk a lot in the book about a perfect proportion that exists within all things. If you look out in nature at trees or wild animals, you'll see that they all have a perfect proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't ever see a tree on a diet or a bulimic tree or an anorexic tree. Trees take in food, sun, nourishment all day long, and they take in what is necessary for them, and they release the rest, and they don't diet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that same flow within us and a perfect proportion that exists within all of us. We were born with a perfect blueprint, and a body that will naturally take us back to our perfect proportion if we allow it to do so and we don't keep interfering with our mind.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. If I may ask, and I know that for men, there are several taboo questions that you never ask a woman, her age and her weight. But if I may ask, so how much over your perfect proportion slash weight were you that you felt uncomfortable enough to say, I need to do something because I don't like me?
Yeah, thank you. I was 30 pounds overweight. And I find that it's really not about how much food, how much weight you have that's overweight. It's really about your relationship to food. And as I said, I was a junk food junkie. I was addicted to food. Mm-hmm. And I would try every diet there was and to fail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say that you lose weight, like you were saying, but I always found that I never lost it. When they say you lose something, that means it's gone. When you've lost a jacket or something, you don't find it again. Mm-hmm. And what I always found was that the weight came back within a bite. It seemed like it was a bite away, and it came laughing back at me and with maybe an extra 10 pounds. Mm. So I lost 30 pounds. People have lost 100 pounds, but I don't really believe it's how many pounds that you have to It's really about changing your relationship to food.
And that's what we want to talk a little bit about, is changing your relationship, changing your mindset. Again, the program design, bringing new paradigms for a new world, and changing your world, if that means changing your body to the perfect proportion that you feel. And we're going to be talking about that as well as we continue on the program. You also have a website, Patricia Bisch, and that's BISCH.com. People can go there. There's a link also at RichardDugan.com, and you can go to her website, get more information, as well as order the book, which is called Freedom from Food, A Quantum Weight Loss Approach. How long did it take you to lose, to get rid of, to reach your ideal weight or your proportion, perfect proportion that you wanted?
You know, I first proved to myself, as people will do in the book, they'll build their consciousness to a certain point, and then they will get on the scale and eat whatever they want whenever they want it and see that food no longer really does cause them to gain weight. That took 2 weeks. And that's something, when I'm working with people, I have them do the practice sessions in the back of the book. And I no longer work with people. I put everything I know in the book. So people will go through the practice sessions that are in the book as they build their consciousness, and then they will get on the scale, eat whatever they want whenever they want it, because they have the understanding, a new understanding, and they know how to fight those sabotaging thoughts that say, one moment on your hips, you know, one moment on your lips, forever on your hips. Mm-hmm. We have to know how to fight those off so that the food then just flows right through and mm-hmm. your body takes the nourishment it needs. So that took 2 weeks of holding a consciousness. And then after that, the weight came off in 10 pounds every 2 weeks for me.
Okay.
Now, that isn't really what happens to everyone. Everyone's individual. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a year for people to complete their weight. So it's very individual what happens. But proving for people to prove to themselves that they can eat whatever they want and not gain weight, that is a 2-week process. And it's highly successful.
Mm-hmm. So, were you struggling with this issue even from childhood, or was this something that only when you reached into adulthood that, you know, it began to bother you?
It started in high school. And unfortunately, I think it was diets that started me gaining weight. So that's when it started. Everybody was going on diets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always a very thin child. But then once I started dieting and started depriving myself of certain things, I started to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started to think that food would make me gain weight, what I realized that when we're younger, mm-hmm. a lot of us, we never thought about weight, and consequently, our bodies just naturally took in what they needed, like I said, that mm-hmm. flow again, yeah. and released the rest.
And we'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. Freedom from Food, Patricia Bish is my guest. Quantum Weight Loss Approach. Stay with us. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I'm joined in studio not only by my wife, but our guest, our special guest, the author of Freedom from Food, A Quantum Weight Loss Approach. Patricia Bish is my guest, and I thank you very much for joining us. And didn't mean to interrupt you in mid explanation as to when this all began. You were talking about how your issues with food, not so much your weight, but with food began in high school when you were dealing with all of these various and sundry diets that are out there that so far science seems to have proven what you came to the conclusion, they don't work. So what was the, was there one specific event or a catalytic event that took place that told you I need to do something and it set you on this path towards the quantum weight loss approach?
No, what happened was it wasn't one event. I think it was many times of going to that liquor store, like I say in my book, like Abandon on the Run. And I would go, I know what is in the liquor store. I know the Susie Q's and the candies mm-hmm. and the, you know, the ice creams and the chips. And I would fill up a bag and go to my car and eat it until almost there was a sense of oblivion, and there was a big self-hatred that happened from that, and I would swear I would never do it again, and then I was addicted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I got anxious enough, because I think there's a deep shame and pain in all overeaters, and when that anxiety of life comes in enough, then we reach to food to sedate us or to help us in a sense, and also to give us the love maybe we're not getting outside. So it wasn't one event of mm-hmm. those that changed. It was desperately searching for something that would help and trying different diets and failing. And it wasn't until I really studied the mind-body connection with a man named Nick Lentine, who's no longer with us, but I studied for 8 years. And it was on the eighth year of studying how the mind affects the body that I actually asked him to help me and explained to him what a junk food junkie was, because he didn't know. And he told me to meet him after class, and he helped me create a meditation that would prove to myself that my mind would change my body. And he told me to eat whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and get on the scale, see what I weighed, put the scale away, and then get back on the scale and prove that I hadn't gained any weight from food. And that's the process I take people through. And I was astounded to see that the scale had not gone up. This was a miracle. I was a mother, you know. I was a mother and at that point a teacher, and I wasn't a yogi or a yogini. Mm-hmm. So for me to actually see that I could empower myself enough to change my body and take myself from being a victim mm-hmm. of how food affected my body into someone who actually could create with my mind and change the way it affected me was a true miracle.
Now, you made the comment earlier that, and of course we've shared some time together before this program, that you were actually able to continue eating the junk food and still lose the weight, primarily because of what you discovered. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to, it's not really the food. Because everybody thinks it's the food. It's what we're eating. It's what we're taking in. That's the problem. If I just low carbs and low this and high that and get rid of the candy and get rid of the sodas and get rid of the salt. And I mean, the list is endless of what we need to get rid of. And you found out that you didn't have to get rid of the outward elements. It was all on the inside.
Exactly. It really doesn't matter what you feed me now. You could feed me chocolate or
Reese's
chips
peanut butter cups
all day long. And I actually could lie in bed and not exercise. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't gain weight from food. And there is just this consciousness that exists within me. And it actually exists with all people who are thin and in their perfect proportion. Mm-hmm. If you ask them, you know, well, how do you do that? How do you stay thin? They say, well, I just can eat whatever I want and I don't gain weight. And they just have a knowing about it. And it's that knowing that opens up the channels and the flow for people. And that's hopefully what the information in the book will help people begin to open up those channels, the flow, so food just comes in mm-hmm. and they lose the weight. Now, I am not saying, and I really want to make this clear, that people should go out to the liquor store and buy junk food or anywhere mm-hmm. and eat it, or that they shouldn't exercise, because I believe that those things are very valuable, but not for weight. Mm-hmm. I believe that people should eat what makes them feel clear-headed and clear-minded, and they should do exercise that feels good to them and helps them with their clarity also. But what I differentiate is it does not have to do with weight.
Okay. So is it – and I don't want to oversimplify this, but can I say that it's strictly a matter of mind over matter?
I'm glad you asked that, because people will say to me, well, I know that, you know, it's mind over matter. And they intellectually understand that. Many people now are understanding that the mind and the body are connected, but they are actually not changing their body with that information because it's intellectual. So I really don't want to simplify in any way what it takes to change your body. It takes a real conviction to change the subatomic particles of your body, which means that you build up with practices and you learn how to answer not only the internal critical voices that you have that want to tell you, oh, you'll always be fat and menopause makes people gain weight and, oh, you're just like this person in your family. You're going to always have weight. You have to really build up a consciousness and an understanding to change this.
So that kind of leads me into the next area, because we've already made the determination based upon your experiences and what you've written about in Freedom from Food, that it's not the food. We've made that very clear. From your perspective, it has nothing to do with what we eat. Mind over matter, if you will, is where we're headed next. You made a rather interesting comment about the critical voices within. What about the critical voices without? How does one – it's one thing to hear all the messages in our head, which in reality came from outside of us, and we took them in as our own. Mm-hmm. And that's one issue. But you can't put earplugs in your ears and walk around the rest of your life so that you don't hear those outer messages – even though you do have those other voices going on inside your head. How does one protect oneself from both the inner and the outer?
Thank you for that question, because I devote chapter 7 and 8 completely to dealing with these issues, because it's not easy. We're bombarded on the outside with messages. You have to eat this. You better not eat that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to gain weight. I remember when my son came home from school one day and he said to me, you know, Mom, I was just at my friend's house and the mother, and he had ordered a double dip ice cream. And he said, my friend said, if I keep eating that way, I'm going to gain weight. And I immediately saw what was happening. The consciousness was beginning to come in. And I said to him, I said, you know, I just want to tell you, that's true for some people, but it's not true for us. In our family, we can eat whatever we want, whenever we want it, and we never gain weight. And boom, that was it. He never gained weight. I started that consciousness really early.
Mm-hmm.
So how to fight those messages and cancel and replace them, I have many, many examples. Cancel and replace is one of them. You know, when someone says one of those thoughts or your internal mind says, oh, Patricia, that's going to make you fat. That brownie you just ate is going to make you fat. I go in and I say, that food, my body will take what it needs and release the rest. And I trust my body.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the differences between me and other people is I have a complete trust and faith in my body to eliminate everything that it doesn't need. And if I look and I see that I'm bloated or it looks like I have a few pounds or I feel stuffed, I know stuffed doesn't equal fat. I know bloat doesn't equal fat. And we are made to eliminate anything that is not healthy for us.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you notice homeostasis in our body, how we stay at, what is it, 90?
98.6?
Yeah, 98.6 or 7. Well, that the way our body regulates the temperature is the same way that it regulates everything. You know, when we take in what is not good, it has a regulating mechanism to heal. When I was young and I scraped my knee one day and it started to bleed when I was a child, and I looked and, you know, for a child, blood was a scary thing. And I looked and I went, oh my God, I'm bleeding. But then after a little bit, I noticed that it formed a scab. And then the scab went away. And we learn very early, we don't compute it maybe to ourselves, but that, okay, well, our body will take care of these things. Our body will naturally heal ourselves if we just allow it to do that.
It's rather interesting that we observe those things as children, and then we make that, say, that internal aware sort of comment of awareness inside of ourselves. And then we just kind of go on with the rest of our lives. But as we reach into adulthood, it becomes, we make it more complicated, you know, and it takes a lot more work to undo what we've done in our early adult years than if we had just stayed in that childlike state. I'm going to ask you to stay with us here on Tell Me Your Story as we continue talking with Patricia Bish. She's the author of Freedom from Food, a Quantum Weight Loss Program. This is Tell Me Your Story. You can go to my website, richarddugan.com. That's richarddugan.com. There is a link to Patricia Bish's website, which is patriciabish.com. That's Patricia, BISCH.com. And we will ask you to stay with us as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story, and we'll continue to bring you new paradigms for a new world. Stay tuned. This is Tell Me Your Story. I am Richard Dugan, your host, and I am glad that you're listening in on this program. Whether you're listening to us live on a Saturday afternoon here in the early stages of April of 2008, or maybe you're listening on the internet, we're streaming live. And if you want to listen to us on the internet, you certainly can do so. Just go to my website, richarddugan.com, and click on the link. And the views expressed are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of this station. We ask you to make up your own mind and to determine what you think about what our guests have to say, such as Patricia Bish and Freedom from Food, by going to her website, patriciabish.com. That's Patricia, BISCH.com. You can link to her through our website as well, Richard Dugan, that's DUGAN.com. And we're talking about a quantum weight loss approach. And it's fascinating as we sit here talking about this process of determining what your ideal weight is, what your perfect proportion, easier for you to say than me. But it's coming to that place where we allow it isn't so much allowing our bodies are going to do what they're going to do. It's we accept that and trust our bodies. I know that for me, years ago, I loved pork spare ribs. Absolutely loved them. And then I always wondered why a few hours later I had this unbelievable heartburn. And so I remember one day I had some and I got the heartburn and I finally made the connection. And I stayed away from them for years. And I had them maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I had no problem. Body changes. Body adjusts. You gained your weight through eating junk food, and then you got rid of what you achieved your perfect proportion by eating because you changed your the way that you thought, the way that you believed about. And you did the same thing with your children as far as teaching them how to put down the right recordings, if you will, the right messages on the tape. Your book talks about that and putting those the right messages in there. What are some of the right, would we call them affirmations or just, you know, self-talk?
Self-talk, beliefs.
Okay. And what would some of those, we all know what the bad ones are, the negative ones, the ones that cause us to draw in the weight, to add to our girth. But what are some of the ones that we might consider to get to our ideal weight, our perfect proportion?
Great. Some of them would be, and actually, they're on my CD. I actually have them to music. I have a CD set, and it's so powerful affirmations that mm-hmm. I do believe in them. Some affirmations, let's see. Everything I eat is making me thinner and thinner.
Mm-hmm.
I trust my body to eliminate anything that is not necessary for my health. I am a beautiful, radiant being.
Mm-hmm. Have you reached the weight that you want, the proportion that you want?
Oh, yes. And I can't say that I knew it right away. As a matter of fact, I'm thinner than I thought I would be. I really thought that I would be a little bit heavier than I am. So perfect proportion is within you, and your body knows just exactly where it feels right to be. And actually, people can recognize it. So you can notice it in people. But at first, we have a sick thinking, and we think, oh, my God, we can never be thin enough. We can never be thin enough. Mm-hmm. So I didn't recognize it. But I just allowed my body, I trusted once again my body to take me to the place that was right for me. And even when I was pregnant, I gained 45 pounds, and that was really frightening. That was the most frightening time I've had in the 30 years I've been healed. And I said, okay, I'm going to gain the perfect amount that my child needs to be healthy and strong, and then I'm going to release it and come back to my perfect proportion. And really, in 2 weeks, it was gone.
Wow. So you said that you began training your children in the same practice, if you will, the same approach.
Yes, because I think that that's how a lot of things get started. I didn't really have to do a lot of training because, like you said, kids are natural. All I did was take away the what I consider erring beliefs that were coming in at a young age. And unfortunately, I've seen like little, you know, oh my God, how old are you in the second grade? Second graders mm-hmm. worried about dieting and about their body and feeling ugly. It's just so sad what's happening. There's a huge obesity problem with children. But so what I did was when I saw the messages coming in, because I knew I could eat whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and not gain weight, I would just add one or two. That's all I had to do was do that. Mm-hmm. And he never had a problem.
Wow. So it's not the video game manufacturers that cause the children to have sedentary lifestyles and sit and play the games or the texting or the fast food restaurants. It's where the mind is.
Yes, and unfortunately, sometimes a parent, without knowing it, can, really create a fear in the child about gaining weight and saying, well, you better not eat this and you better not eat that. And soon the child starts fearing the food he eats and starts wanting to limit it. And that's when the dieting begins. And But we know, I mean, I'm sure you know, many, many children who just eat whatever they want and they don't think about it and they gain weight. Mm-hmm. And actually, there are so many people in their life at some time that have really know this, whether they've been in love or on a vacation or when they were a child. And for some reason, they could eat whatever they wanted and they didn't gain weight. So that knowing, that ability to let food come in and flow through them is in there with most people. Some people, we have to go back to the womb, but most people have that knowing at some point, even if it was just a month, where for some reason they could eat whatever they wanted and it just went right through them. So I'm not making up something, you know, that people isn't natural and already inside each one of us. The seeds of this already exist within each one of us.
Now, I want to ask you something that's slightly off of the the freedom from food beaten path, a quantum weight loss approach. Have you been able to apply this same approach to impact and affect other areas of your life aside from your physical body and your ideal weight?
Thank you for the question. Because people always they ask that, and it's a very good question. These principles do apply to all aspects of your life, and people who do this program always say that. However, and I have changed things with these principles, but changing things in your consciousness is not always, you know, it's something that takes a huge commitment and conviction. So what I can tell you is I'm a black belt at this. Actually, you saw me speak and I had the whole room say things like, Patricia, that's going to make you gain weight, or you better watch out.
Gave you the negative self-talk.
Yes, you did. Full on, the whole room. I called it in. And what happened was I have a black belt force field around me that none of those messages come in. They don't affect me in the least, internally in my own internal voice or externally. They just can't come in. So I'm a black belt in that. Now, are there other areas in my life? Yes, that I have used definitely and applied these principles, and they're very beneficial, but that's where I'm a black belt. I can tell you 100% food does not make me gain weight.
Okay.
And so that's the one I've changed.
Okay. So as you move through your life, I would take it you probably find other opportunities to integrate this approach, again, the quantum weight loss approach, into these other areas as well to bring about other things. And so that would be the next part of my question would be, so what's next? I mean, because it doesn't seem to me like this would be a lifelong endeavor for you, that this would be like the stepping stone to something greater for you. One of the processes of this radio program is to provide people new paradigms for a new world. And that once you have, shall we say, gotten over the hurdle of the issue of your weight, which is all about a lot of internal goings on. But once you have, shall we say, mastered it, or, you know, you've gotten your black belt in that, what's next for Patricia Bish? What is the next thing that you want to accomplish or achieve? What's the next project?
Thank you. It is really good because we get so focused on ourselves. And the next thing that I want to achieve, of course, is to give back. That's why I wrote the book. So then it's to help. You know, here I'm given this gift of being able to learn how to transmute food, in a sense, and have it not affect my body. So then, of course, I want to give to other people and help them, those who are suffering with this, because it's huge. I mean, there's 300,000 people who are dying of obesity a year, which is only next to maybe in the 400,000s of tobacco. And I was shocked at the numbers. So, one, I want to give back, and then on a bigger level, like you're talking, The next step for me with the book is to link it up with some charities and different things that are going on. You know, certainly, so that a portion of the book or a portion of the CD be given to some of the devastating situations mm-hmm. that are going on in the world. So mm-hmm. that's my next link up.
To continue the process of helping out and doing what we can to change the world.
Absolutely.
To make it a better place, we hope.
Absolutely.
We absolutely do. Well, we ask you to stay with us because we're going to take you right to the top of the hour. And if anyone would like to give us a call, we will be more than happy to open up the phone lines at 564-1290, 564-1290. Tell me your story and outside the area, 866-564-1290. And you can hear us on the internet. You can hear us here on AM 1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us. We're talking with Patricia Bisch, patriciabisch.com. That's BISCH.com. And you can get more information about Freedom from Food, Quantum Weight Loss Approach. And we're talking about not just the very specific process of losing weight or reaching your ideal weight or your perfect proportion. We're talking about changing your mindset. And Patricia, go over some of the steps, if you will. We can't go into detail, of course, and they are in the book, of course, Freedom from Food. But can you maybe real quickly run over the first three or four steps that people would go through?
Yes. The first steps are to learn the mastery keys. And the mastery keys are give people an understanding of a new understanding. It looks at things about how the body heals itself. It looks at food in a completely different way. It looks at as food as energy. And energy, you know, that's where the quantum physics comes in. So it takes people to look at food not as dense matter, but as fluctuating waves of energy. So they cannot feel like a victim over it. They can learn how they can change these fluctuating waves of energy because it's been proven over and over again how the mind does affect the energy. Maxwell Planck, the father of all quantum physics, says that mind is the matrix of all matter, and mm-hmm. we can influence it. They've shown that. Many quantum physicists have shown that now.
Yeah. We have Susan on the line who has a question for you in this regard as well, and I think this is a good question. Susan.
Hi, Patricia, and hi, Richard. My question is, can your principles, Patricia, be applied for other substances? Like, for instance, changing our relationship to alcohol, etc.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, Richard?
Go ahead. Susan, you're asking if this can be used for working through other addictive processes.
Right, change the relationship, like she changed the relationship to food. Mm-hmm. Can you change your relationship to alcohol or drugs or anything like that using her principles?
You know, I haven't proven that with alcohol or other things. I'm sure because I was in the anonymous programs, mm-hmm. I'm absolutely sure, you know, that many of the principles can be interchanged with alcohol, although I have not done that. So I happen to have mastered food, but you know how the anonymous programs, they use the same program for all of those, all of the addictions, and one can use the same principles in this also.
Yeah, you were talking about 12-step principles as opposed to your principles?
Well, I was saying that in the anonymous programs, they use all the same 12 principles, basically. Mm-hmm. And in my book, I can't say it's not written for that, but I'm sure, I mean, because negative self-talk and how to deal with doubting voices and how to handle that deep anxiety, that separation from self,
exactly.
You know, that happens, which is at the origin of why we eat in the first place, is the same reason we drink or we take drugs is because we feel so separated in our heart. Something happens that just makes us separate and feel disconnected and alone. So we have the same problem. So certainly dealing with some of the voices and the doubts that go on are similar no matter what addiction we have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand fundamentally. Absolutely. Yeah, and it would be interesting to have somebody like my friends and myself do it and you know, keep a log, do it scientifically, and then come up with an answer.
That would be great, and I'd love you to, you know, on my website, there's a way to contact me, and I would love to know what you feel.
Okay.
You can be a pioneer.
There you go. Well,
yeah,
Susan, thank you. That's fantastic.
That would be fun.
I would say that I don't see how that it could be do any harm. I think that it could only
exactly.
be beneficial.
Right, me too. Thanks so much.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for calling. Sure. We hope you keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's how easy it is. Just give us a call at 564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan here with Patricia Bish. And we are going to take our final break in this this hour, and we're going to pause, and we're going to ask you to get a pen and paper, take down the information we're giving you, the website, and all of the pertinent information. And if you're interested, follow through. Check it out. There's absolutely no harm in doing that. You know what? It may not work for you, but you'll never know unless you check it out. So we ask you to do so. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. And our number here is 564-1290. That's 564-1290. Outside the area, 866-564-1290, especially if you're living on the, listening on the Internet. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Patricia Bish is my guest. I am, of course, joined by my wife, and we're here talking with her about losing weight, freedom from food. And it's a quantum weight loss approach. But as Susan, I think, very aptly pointed out in just her questioning and querying, that it's not something that is exclusive. These principles that you have codified down into this book are not exclusive to just getting freedom from food. Freedom from whatever addictive process that you're looking for. Do we know that it's going to work? Well, of course not. We don't know that any of these approaches will work. You will only know if you give it a try and if it resonates with you, if it works for you. How can people get in touch with you to find out more? Besides for the website, patriciabish.com.
That's really the way.
The best way.
Yes.
Okay. Now you have the book, Freedom from Food. You have a CD.
It's actually a CD set, and it is a subliminal CD, and then it is another CD that has, with the speaking voice in the music, and it has the principles that, some of the principles, but a lot of the principles, people really say it's a great assistant. It's not an audiobook. Mm-hmm. And then it has affirmations. And it has inner child work. And I recommend it highly for people because the feedback I've gotten is that it really makes such a difference.
Well, it's something that, again, every time we have a guest on the program, we encourage our listeners to at least investigate it. We're not here to promote any one particular modality for different ways of thinking or living or what have you. We're here to put them on the table and let you select from the smorgasbord. And if it works for you, we applaud you for the courage to investigate and for trying it. You know, you may not like it. It's like there are some things I don't care for. There are very few things as far as food is concerned that I don't care for. I eat just about anything. But I'm sure there's something I'll come across that I'm not a real fan of, but somebody else is. Mm-hmm. And it works for them. Well, I thank you so much for joining us on the program and for sharing your story as well as your book, Freedom from Food, A Quantum Weight Loss Approach.
Well, I thank you for having me and for all the work you do. It's helping so many people, and we just need to keep getting the word out and having people tell their stories, their different stories that help so many people. So thank you for the service that you're doing. I appreciate it.
I thank you. It's a joy to do, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we'll continue to do so. I want to let you know that we're here every Saturday at 3 o'clock to bring you new information and new paradigms for a new world. And I'm also going to tell you that we, of course, have regular guests on the program. And I was going to actually tell you about next week's program, but I'm going to actually leave that as a little surprise for you. It's a very exciting program we're going to be bringing to you here on Tell Me Your Story every Saturday here on the station, and we ask you to join us as we bring you new paradigms for a new world here at KZSB AM 1290. You can always reach us during the broadcast at 564-1290. That's 564-1290. And now if you're outside the area, if you're listening on the internet, you can call us at 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. And we encourage you to give us a call. We encourage you to email. My address is richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com, and that's DUGAN.com. So spell that out for you so that you have that, and touch base with us. We'd like to know what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what ideas that you might have. Until next Saturday at this same time, I'm Richard Dugan, encouraging you to seek out new paradigms for your world and make it a better world for yourself, your family, your neighborhood, your community, and for all of us. Love to Lal, and have a fantastic Saturday. Bye-bye.